Good morning. I'm Chuck Burden, a member of Rivermount Church of Christ, which meets at 2316 East 100 Road in Chester, Virginia. Thank you for listening to Seeds of Truth today. Your regular speaker, Robert Swain, will be back again next week. But please join in as we study from God's Word. Go ahead now and grab your Bible, a pencil and paper, as we begin. Romans 14:23 tells us that whatever is not from faith is sin. And Romans 10:17 tells us that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So any act of faith must be based on the Word of God in order to be pleasing to God. And the Word of God must be the guide for all that Christians do. We take that very seriously at Rivermount Church of Christ, and hopefully this morning I can convince some of you to see it that way also. Today I'm going to talk about profaning the holy things of God. Please now open your Bibles to Leviticus chapter 10, and we'll read verses 1 through 3. There it reads, "Then Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, each took his censers and put fire in it, and put incense on it, and offered profane fire to the Lord, which he had not commanded them. So fire went out from the Lord and devoured them, and they died before the Lord. And Moses said to Aaron, This is what the Lord spoke, saying, By those who come near me, I must be regarded as holy. And before all the people, I must be glorified. So Aaron held his peace." Now, under the law, God specified how his people were to live and how the priests were to conduct their priestly service. And it's interesting how Nadab and Abihu took liberties with God's instructions so soon after receiving them. Because in just the previous chapter, in chapter 9, this sacrificial system was just instituted. It didn't take long before they had profaned the holy things of God. They hadn't acted out of faith according to his word and suffered the consequences. They suffered as individuals. However, the children of Israel suffered as a nation because of the same kinds of things. Ezekiel, the priest and prophet, ministered to Judah during the dark days of Babylonian captivity. Now please open your Bibles to Ezekiel chapter 22. There in verse 26, it reads, "Her priests have violated my law and profaned my holy things. They have not distinguished between the holy and unholy, nor have they made known the difference between the unclean and the clean. And they have hidden their eyes from my Sabbath, so that I am profane among them." You see, the priests and God's people in general had not done what they were supposed to do. Instead of separating themselves from the heathen world around them, they allowed themselves to be corrupted by the people around them, the things of the world. It defiled their lives and worshiped the God. And as a result, God was profaned among them. And according to Webster's, profane means to violate or treat with irreverence or contempt, to desecrate. This is what happens from God's perspective when one takes what God has given or instructed, things that he made holy, and ignore them or intermingle them with the things or doctrines of man, things that are unholy. The holy things are then defiled, desecrated, made useless. And this is what happened under the law in the Old Testament, and it also happens today. God hasn't changed. He still requires obedience. He still decides what is holy. And he still requires us to keep his things holy and undefiled. There are many examples and warnings in the New Testament about those who would corrupt the doctrine of Christ. And for hundreds of years, outside influences, the world, have been working to profane things that God has made holy. Now, it starts with profaning God's plan of salvation. We must be honest and ask the question, does one become a Christian on their own?